Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Apopo, Head Pastor of Grace Hope Chapel. Do you need direction in life? Are you yearning for a closer walk with God? Are you desiring to be fruitful? The Word of God provides the answers. Feast on God's Word and let the grace of God envelop you as you listen to this life-changing message. Be blessed.
Lift up your hands. Say, Heavenly Father, today I ask you to speak to me personally. I receive from heaven the unadulterated word of God, which is able to build me up and to give me an inheritance. I want you to say it after me. Give me an inheritance among the saints. Today I shall be blessed as I receive God's word by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. We're going to read a very long passage, but I just want you to follow me because I'm starting a series which will border on this particular gentleman's life. So, I need you to follow this story carefully. All right. And then we shall be done. Verse number 14. Genesis 19, 14 to 29. Rise up on your feet. Let's start reading. Everybody, so Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law who were pledged to marry to his daughters. He said, hurry, get out of this place. Wow. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you'll be swept away when the city is punished. When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and of his two daughters and led them safely out of the city. For the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, flee for your lives. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away. But Lot said to them, no, my love, please. Your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me, and I will die. Look, here is a town near, enough to run to. And it is small. Let me flee to it. It is very small. You can underline this verse. Isn't it? Then my life will be spared. He said to him, very well. I'll grant this request too. I'll not overthrow the town you speak of. But flee there quickly because I cannot do anything, wow, until you reach it. That is why the town is called Zoar. By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. 25. And the entire plain, destroying all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land. All right. But Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he stood before the Lord. You can underline that. He looked down towards Sodom and Gomorrah, towards all the land of the plain, and he saw dense smoke rising from the land, like smoke from a furnace. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived. May the Lord add his blessings to his word. Amen. Please be seated. Father, thank you for the beginning of this teaching. Grant us grace and revelation to teach and to preach and to deposit a life-changing revelation and message into the heart of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, I'm beginning a series which I have titled Seven Common Mistakes a Lot of Christians Do. I thought you were going to clap to the Lord for that. Seven common mistakes a lot of Christians make or do, whichever. Seven common mistakes. And the whole of this teaching is going to surround the man called Lot. Lot. I believe a lot of Christians are like this man, Lot. A lot of Christians are like him. And so we can learn a lot from his life story. And whilst I go through these seven common mistakes we all make, I'll dig it from the life of Lot. The story of Lot is in Genesis chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 14, chapter 15, up to chapter 19, when Sodom was destroyed. Please make time and read it on your own and catch some understanding of the flow of the story for yourself, so that as I begin this teaching, you will be able to follow me carefully and understand what I'm trying to drive at. So in your spare time, make sure you read from Genesis chapter 12 to 19 to understand the story of this man called Lot, the cousin or the nephew of our great father, Abraham. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this guy, if you read through his life, like all of us, he made lots and lots and lots of mistakes in his lifetime. He took very bad decisions time and time again. One wonders, what's wrong with this guy? And the New Testament tells us that he was a righteous man. By virtue of his connection with Abraham, he had become a child of God. When God told Abraham to move, he moved with him. So he moved from darkness into light. He had become a child of God. But strangely, like me and you, he kept on making sometimes unpardonable mistakes. Mistakes that you wonder, why would a child of God make such a mistake? But is it not the same with us? How many of us here have made mistakes in your life? Oh, come on, lift your hand, let me show. Genuinely, you know you have made serious mistakes. Lift your hand. Not even when you were born, you were an unbeliever. Even when you became a believer, you know that you have still been making some mistakes. Right. So this message is for you. The guy's life is just like our life. And all the mistakes he made, yeah, I mean, you wonder why a righteous man, the Bible calls him a righteous man in 2 Peter, who makes such mistakes. Things like, he was prepared to give his daughter away. His two daughters, for some useless guys to sleep with their daughters, just because he was under pressure. Many mistakes. Things like, when the angel said, move, distraction is coming. The guy said, no. He was delaying, he was just hanging around. You wonder, why will a child of God make such mistakes? But hear me out. Like all of us, we keep making some mistakes in life. And sometimes you wonder at yourself, why am I making these mistakes? But the beautiful thing about Lot's story, which I'm here to encourage you with, is the fact that in spite of all the serious mistakes that he made, there seemed to be a certain measure of grace and mercy upon his life, such that no matter the mistakes he made, God in his own mercy and his own goodness seemed to pull him out and deliver him from the mess. And I've come to pray for you today and for 2021 that it doesn't matter the mistakes you have made in your life. I declare that somehow may the goodness and the mercy of God still locate you and change your life and help you out of every mess. You will not die because God's mercy will reach out to you even in your mistakes. Put your hands together for the Lord. You see, that's how the goodness and the mercy of God is. Sometimes you don't understand. This guy, I mean, can you believe that God said, run far? He said, I don't want to run far. I'm going to stay close. Oh, Lord. Lord, like a lot of Christians. The Lord says, sit here. No, I'll sit here. Don't do this. That's the very thing we do. Lord, like a lot of us. And yet God's goodness sometimes defies logic. God showed him so much kindness that even when he said, I will not go far, I'll just go to the nearby city, the angel said, I'll stand and wait till you get there, because until you get there, I cannot do anything. What a gracious and a merciful God. I declare to you, in the midst of your mistakes, may God's goodness and his mercy locate you, find you, and pull you out of every mess. In the name of Jesus. The guy made bad choices. And yet God's mercy. Listen, you will make it to heaven in the name of Jesus. I said you will make it to heaven by the mercy of God and by the good. You see, I know because of your mistakes, some people have written you off. But I said, the Bible says that for his mercies endureth forever. May God's mercy endure for you. I said, may God's mercy endure for you. What a good God. What a good God. Time and time again, he kept coming back to rescue Lot. But in spite of all Lot's weaknesses, ladies and gentlemen, he had one great thing that also worked for him. One very good decision he took. So just like all of us, we all have bad steps we take. But everybody has a strength and a good side and a positive thing, true or false. And this guy made one great decision which helped him all through his life. In spite of the mistakes he did, the best decision Lord took was the fact that he associated himself with Abraham. It was the best thing that happened to him. Because you see, when God said Abraham should move, he was not supposed to be part. But he went with Abraham. And Lord went with Abraham. Genesis is it 12:4 thereabout. And we went with him. And that association was the bedrock of all the graces, the mercy, and the goodness, and the deliverance that came upon his life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, because of his association with Abraham, number one, he prospered. If you read Genesis, he became very prosperous because of Abraham. Because of his association with Abraham, when trouble came, and he was captured from Sodom, Abraham came to rescue him. Because of his association with Abraham, when he was getting into trouble in Sodom, Abraham interceded for him. And finally, that's my favorite of all, because of his association with Abraham, in Genesis 19:29, the Bible tells us that when God was destroying Sodom, he remembered Abraham. And because of Abraham, rescued Lot. Oh. Read that one. I like that one too much. Everybody read. So when God destroyed the cities of Abraham, he remembered who? The cities of the place. He remembered who? Abraham. And he brought. So it was not even because of Lot. It was because of Abraham that Lot's life was spared. Can I talk to you? Relationships are very, very important in life. Listen, I need to draw this point home for you. Relationship in life, who you connect with, is a destiny changer. It's a game changer. Don't just associate with anybody. Don't just go to any church. Don't just do any business. Don't just marry anybody. Because who you connect with can make or unmake you. And this was the best thing. Oh, listen, because of Abraham, everything trouble that he went to, the guy was rescued, including total destruction. Because of Abraham. Don't joke with your relationships. And hear me out. Christianity is all about relationships. Can I preach? Somebody came to Jesus and said, what's the greatest commandment? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your what? Mind. And the second is like this, thou shalt love what? Your neighbor. So this thing is about vertical and horizontal relationships. And so to those of you who toy with your relationship, you're toying with your life. Relationship is everything. And who you are connected in life, ladies and gentlemen, can save you from a lot of mess. That's why you have to choose your friends carefully. That's why, listen, that guy did mistakes, but somehow, by his I speak into somebody's life today. May you be connected to the right people. I said, may you be connected to the right people in life. And above all, may you be connected to heaven. I said, may your connection with heaven be strong. Connections will make or unmake you. So be very particular about your choices. The church you go, the friends you take, be that particular. Don't joke with it. Don't toy with it. And hear me. The greatest mistake that he did, hear me out, was to separate from Lot, from Abraham. It was the greatest mistake. The day he became proud and started quarreling with Abraham, and Abraham said, okay, choose. And out of greed, he also chose. That was the beginning of all his problems. So sometimes people say, as for me, the Lord will bless me. Hear me. God will bless you, but God will always use people to be a blessing to you. Can I talk to somebody here? God does not rain blessing from heaven. He said, give and it will be given to you, press down, shake it together, running over, shall what? Man. This thing is about people. It's about man. And so don't be careless with your associations. And don't just get emotional and say, I'm quitting some relationship, because it might be that that is the source of your blessing and your grace. One day, Laban said, and Laban was not a godly person, but he said, I've learned by divination that my house is blessed because of Jacob. So you toy with relationships to your own detriment. And all of Lot's problem, until he separated with Abraham, that guy was doing well. He was prospering. He was making it. His sheep were multiplying until pride entered his heart. I'm walking out. And people toy with relationships. You don't know that it's a connection that can help you. The kind of church you attend. You don't just walk out based on anger. There are places when you are. Listen, life is about placement. There are places when you are. The favor of God will work upon you. It's a spirit. It's in the environment. One day, certain big man came here. When he walked into my house, I said, hey, Reverend, as for your church, the cars are more than the people. I said, it's not our fault. You haven't seen anything yet. A time is coming. You will drive your own car to church. Your wife will drive his own car to church. Your children will drive a third car to church. And your houseboys and your mates and your adopted children will drive a fourth car. I'm prophesying to somebody because there's grace working for you. I said there's grace working for you. And yet, you can look into the face of grace and walk out on grace. And especially when people are super spiritual, they say, it's God. Really? God blesses through man. He said, when God was destroying Sodom, he remembered Lot because of Abraham. And tonight is just introduction. So I'm just going to stay on mistake number one. He did. And I'm going to continue subsequently in this teaching. Mistake number one that he did. Genesis chapter 13, verse 12 and 13. Genesis 13, 12. And this is the mistake a lot of us do. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain. And he pitched his tents near Sodom. Error number one. He pitched his tent near Sodom. That was the beginning of the troubles of this wonderful righteous man. And hear me, most of us, this is one common mistake we make. Where you pitch your tent, who do you associate with? Where do you spend the most of your time? What is of priority to you? The guy left Abraham and he pitched his tent near Sodom. Hear me out. The guy was not in Sodom. He pitched what? Near Sodom. And that's what a lot of us do. We say we are not in the world. But you have pitched your tent near the world. Your best friends are worldly people. They chase girls. They drink. They smoke. But you say, I'm a Christian. I don't do that. But you have pitched your tent near Sodom. It's an error. So you see, the deception of the enemy is that the guy did not get straight into Sodom. No, initially. He just got near. And that's what we do. It starts by you positioning yourself near something that is not right. That is dangerous. And you want to associate with it. I'm not in it. By the time we were aware, Lot had come to live in Sodom. So the thing graduates. It starts by nearing. Being associated. What sites do you visit online? What things do you watch on your phone? Say, I'm not in it. But you are so close. You play, you toy with it sometimes. You toy with drinking sometimes. All your friends drink. And you go, I don't drink, but you stay with them. You have pitched your tent. Oh, can I preach? And that's the beginning of your challenges, my friend. Some of you, after this teaching, you are going to walk out of some relationships. I say you are going to cut some alliances. Because you mean business with God. And you understand that your connections can make or unmake you. Why do you toy with certain places, certain environments? Yesterday I was discussing with my son. And I was telling him that, son, everything is about the environment though. The environment you operate in makes all the difference. I'll show him a scripture in Mark 8. When Jesus healed a blind man from a certain village. I said, read it, son. And whilst Jesus, in fact, initially the guy couldn't see well, and Jesus moved him out of the town and prayed again. Now the guy can see well. And Jesus said, make sure you don't return to that town. What was Jesus saying? He said, your predicament is as a result of your placement and position in life. Your predicament. He says, as long as you stay and you place yourself there, you can never excel. And Lord pitched his tent near Sodom. Where are you nearing? Who are you associated with? Listen, even in church, look, I keep telling people, when you come to church, you must choose your friends. You must select your friends. Otherwise, you can be poisoned. This is church. But not everybody here has a right heart. Not everybody here came to serve the Lord. And so you must pick and choose your friends, even in church. Not those who, after church, gather and talk about the pastor. Talk about somebody's dress. Talk about what didn't go on in the service. You have pinched your tent near Sodom. I'm speaking to you, sir. These are common mistakes you make. And I'm talking to somebody to drop it today. Because it's going to affect you. Look at how Sodom affected Lot. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, quickly. Getting ready to wrap up. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Wow. Let me check this for you. 1 Peter 2, 9. Let's check 1 Peter 2, 9. Let me see. Ula bakatusa. All right. But check 2 Peter chapter 2, somewhere there. He says, and this righteous man, living amongst them, let me quote for you. You can check. This righteous man, living amongst them, day by day, his righteous soul was tormented by the things he saw and heard. Find that scripture. He said the guy was a righteous man, but because he lived in Sodom, his soul was tormented day by day. Okay, 2:8. Oh, how did I miss this? For that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deed he saw and heard. The guy's soul was tormented. Listen, when you're a child of God, and you find yourself in certain environments, your heart, your soul will be tormented. You know something is wrong. Who knows what I'm talking about? Yeah. You know I'm not in the right place. You know this friend of mine is not helping me. You know anytime he comes to me, we gossip. And it begins to torment you. Anytime you watch that video, your spirit is down. Can't you see? Pornography, you are pitching your tent near Sodom. You will not be free. Your spirit will not be happy. Why? Because you are not meant for Sodom. The things you see, the things you hear, they keep tormenting you. You are in error, you know that. You can't sleep well. You don't enjoy the presence of God whenever you pitch your tent near Sodom. Coming to church becomes an issue because you are wrongly positioned. This morning, before I sit down, I want you to compare Lot, his first mistake, to Uncle Abraham. In Genesis 19:27, let's see Abraham's attitude and where Abraham pitches his tent. And ask yourself, are you pitching your tent like Abraham or like Lot? Where are you committed at? Everybody read this beautiful verse. Let's see, Father Abraham. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Early in the morning, he said, I love the presence of God. I love the place where you dwell. And every morning, Abraham will return to the place where he consults God. The guy positioned himself near the presence of God. He pitched his tent in the house of the Lord. He pitched himself near God. early will I seek you, the Bible says. Early! He will go into the presence of the Lord. Because in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. He returned there. Every time Abraham was pitching his tent in God's presence. How about you? Even today, most of us have become Sunday worshippers. Your tent is not here. You don't have a place in your house where you meet God. Personal intimacy with God. But your tent is at the wrong place. You pitch it at the wrong place. But not so with Abraham. And I'm challenging you. If you are going to save yourself from this common error, you must learn to pitch yourself in the presence of God. You must learn to draw closer to where God's people meet and return there regularly. I'm seeking you. I'm looking for you. This January, Lord, I'm just right there in your presence. And God will begin to show you things. From this position, God showed Abraham things. God revealed himself to Abraham. God spoke his covenant with Abraham because he knew how to return to the presence of the Lord. There's a scripture I like so much in Exodus chapter 33, verse 20, 21 thereabout. He said, there's a place near me where you may stand. There's a place near me. Position yourself near God. Say, there's a place on a rock, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. There's a place near me on the rock where you may stand. And my goodness, I like verse 20, verse 19 of that scripture. I say, and all my goodness will pass before you. Hear me. If you position yourself in the right place, in the presence of God, all of God's goodness, 2021 and beyond, will pass before you. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I prophesy to you this year, you will not see some of the goodness. You will see all of God's goodness pass before you. Financial goodness, academic goodness, marital goodness. Let all of God's goodness pass before you as you position yourself in the right place. Not near Sodom, but in the presence of God. For in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. God richly bless you. Rise up on your feet.
Listening to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Amperfoor. We believe you've been blessed. For more life-changing messages, please make a date with us on Spirit FM Mondays to Fridays from 11:40 a.m. to 12 noon. On Love FM every Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. We invite you to worship with us at Grateful Chapel Ahunjo, some meters away from Lametta Hotel and directly behind Charitas Hotel. Our Sunday service is at 8:30 a.m. and our midweek service is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. For more information, please call 0552-505083. Email us at admin@gracefield.org or visit our website www.gracefield.org. You can join the Reverend Simon Amperfoor page on Facebook. You can also follow Gracefield Chapel on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll love to hear from you. It's your season of grace. Believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 2676760 55 +233 2676760
6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.